Love? Baby? I'm home. Where is he? Oh, there you are. Are you okay? I don't believe you. It's 4 in the afternoon, and you're curled up in bed in the dark. What's wrong? Just tired. Look, I don't want to push you to talk about anything you're not comfortable with, but I worry about you. And I don't like seeing you like this. You look like you're on the verge of tears. And I just want to help. Oh no, baby. It's okay if you aren't ready to talk. Just know that if and or when you are, I'm right here. Actually. I'm right here. Right behind you. Holding you against my chest. Stroking your hair. You know, I can even sing for you if you want. Yeah, that's probably a bad idea. But the offer is still on the table. Wait. What? Weak? You think you're weak? Baby. Face me. There is nothing weak about needing help. There is nothing weak about needing to cry and doing so. Emotions are the toughest thing in the world to deal with. And yet, you're still here. Still fighting. And you're not letting them get the better of you. You're letting yourself actually feel them. And that's not easy at all. I know how tempting it is to want to shove everything down and try and just forget about it. To go on with your day and pretend you're okay instead of facing whatever it is you're going through. But that's not what you're doing. You're facing your emotions, and more than that, you're letting someone else in, even when you feel you're at your most vulnerable. You're opening up to me, and that's really difficult. Right now, it doesn't matter how much more is piling up. It doesn't matter how much you're going through. What's important is you're letting someone else in. You can tell me anything, everything, whenever you're ready. But know that this does not make you weak, love. You are one of the strongest men I have ever known. And you know what the best part about it is? You're my strong man. Yeah? But being strong doesn't mean always holding yourself up. It means allowing yourself to trust someone else. Let them take care of you for a little while so you can get back up. Come here. You can cry on my shoulder. It's all right. I'll hold on tight. No, that's a wimpy hug. I want a bear hug. So squeeze me tighter. Yeah. That's better. I'm not letting you go. And I'll lay here with you until you're ready to get up. There you go, love. Just let it all out. Sometimes that's what we need. I love you. And I hate seeing you so hurt. But I'm glad you're not hiding it from me. I can't promise I can make everything better. But I can promise I'll be right by your side for whatever you need. Do you remember our first date? We went out to the park and sat by the fountain. Yeah. But you got so startled by a chihuahua that you fell in. Oh, there's that little laugh. I love that laugh. I think that was the first moment that I knew I was gonna fall in love with you. Even though you were clearly embarrassed, you were still able to laugh at yourself over it. And it was really freaking adorable. Okay, maybe not the part when you pulled me in, but I still really liked it. It was a lot of fun, and I was already sold on a second date. I could tell you were special. And that I'd never find anyone quite like you. And you know what? I was right. Yeah, no, true. I know we got kicked out of the park, but that's not the reason it was so good. How many people can say that their first date involved getting in trouble with a guard, huh? That's a feat not many can accomplish. But we did. And besides, it gave us an excuse to get ice cream in our soaking wet clothes. Yeah, the cashier was so confused. See? There's nothing weak about any of that. Any of this. As hard as things may be, I know that you're still the same cute dork I had a splash fight with in the public fountain. But you've also grown so much between then and now. You've been through so much, and we've been through so much, and yet you're still here with me. Babe, you don't have to thank me. I mean, you're welcome. But I didn't do anything. I love you. I care about you. And this is what people do to show they care. Now, what do you say about ordering way too much pizza and having a Pixar Disney movie marathon, huh? Come on, nothing beats feel-good animation. Oh, there's that smile. You have the best smile. I love you. I don't know what I'd do without you.